Great my thanks coming in for persistence of time. That thanks to them deep inside. That album changed my life. It was a package of pure darkness tied up with a silver string. Delivered by a fast train, rearranging how I think. You said I can't believe you even know that I exist. I've got all of your albums and I think you are the best. He started to cry and I started to laugh. I gave him a hug and he gave me his autograph. Reeling in my disbelief, I know that it was just a dream. All the covers that I see are different from the books I read. Everything is crumbling around me. Why does everything cost so much money? Could somebody please help out my family? My mom needs hearing aids, new shoulders and new legs. My dad needs a break, he works all day every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money to take care of his baby. Here's a simple dissertation on a complex situation. Money and intimidation and mass graves make strong foundations for the giant corporations that own all the TV stations, telling us to take vacations to their big theme park plantations rather than to parts of nations where we might meet people on the street who say, I don't want my MTV because it brought people to its knees. And mom and pop are begging, please, globalization's killing me. Well, we think that they think they need all of the things we think we need, like Martha Stewart, jams and sheets and sugar, free powdered iced tea, vanilla, Coke, lemon, Pepsi, Friends episodes on DVD. Psychiatry, weapons of mass instruction finally broke me. He said, at your age, don't be afraid, take two of these. Now listen real hard, put down that guitar. Don't be a retard, be all that you can be. The things he said I could be were laid out right in front of me. Would I choose deep-fried apathy? McNuggets where my ball should be. Supersized conformity, I walked away and I'm still me. Free to go fucking crazy. Free to know why I'm angry. One and one. Picking locks to locked doors, find deflated hearts and pump them up.